We're up to Simon Shin Ayin, Seif Dalit. Page 472 in the Dirush Mishnah Berurah. In the other Mishnah Berurah, again, it's page Simon Shin Ayin, Seif Dalit. Okay, continuing the laws, different laws of Eruv Chatzeros, Anshei Chatzer, Shoyikulam Oichlam Al Shulchan Echad. Okay, other examples, I'm trying to run this a little quickly. We have a number of examples where a group of people are not required to participate, to contribute towards the Eruv Chatzeros. And here are some of the rules. Anshei Chatzer, Shoyikulam Oichlam Al Shulchan Echad. If everyone in the courtyard, they eat together. Is that how they do the kibbutz? In the kibbutz, Neret Yisrael, that was they all ate together?
Communal dining room.
They had communal dining rooms on the kibbutzim? Mm-hmm. So that would be a perfect example. Unfortunately, not in the kibbutz didn't observe. Not some of them. That was one of his big things. Rav Kook went with some of the Gedolei Yisrael in those early years. This goes back before the state. He went to the kibbutzim and he made them all Shema Shabbos. He made them all Shema. But if you have a situation, a courtyard, in the courtyard you have a number of independent batim, but they all eat together in one dining hall. Anshei chatzer shayikulam oichlam al shulchan echad, even though they're all independent. Afal pi shekol echad yesh lo bayis bifnei atzmo, even though they all are independent, everyone has their own parnasa. It's just that is the custom in this community to eat together. Einam tzrichim eruv, they do not require an eruv to carry from their homes to the courtyard or from one home to another one, because bibnei shehem ka'anshei ba'yisachad. Everything depends on the food. That's what many thought. That is the yisod of all of these simonim. A person is where his food can be found. And that is why, in order to join together, everyone contributes food, a loaf of bread, because you are considered to be where your food can be found. And if everyone is eating together, they're all in one big room, and that is sufficient. There's no need to make an Erev Chatzeros at all. However, now let's say we have here this courtyard, and this courtyard wants to join together with another courtyard so they can carry from one courtyard to the other courtyard, or they can carry to a mavoi, an area that is in the center, they can come together. So then, of course, they have to make an Eruv Chatzeros because they're not one with the other courtyard, but they only need to contribute one loaf of bread on behalf of the entire courtyard. Being that all of them come together and eat in one dining hall, they're all considered to be one big happy family, and they only need to give for all of them one loaf of bread. The Imhut Shukulaso is Eruv in Anshe Chatzra Cheres, Eruv Echad, Anshe Chatzra Cheres. Eruv echad lekulan, ufas echad. You only need one eruv for all of them, one loaf of bread. Bilvad, moylichinoy so. Let me read these words again. V'im hutz chlasoitz eruv im anshei chatzer acheres. Eruv echad upas echad bilvad, moylichim loisay makom shema arvin ima. They only need to contribute one loaf of bread to the place where the Erev will be stored. Let's say they are the host of the Erev. The other courtyard will contribute bread and put the bread in this courtyard where everyone eats together in one communal dining room. Then Einam Tzrichim Loseis Erev, they don't need to do anything whatsoever. Kedin bayis shemanichim ba'erev, just like we have the classic halacha, if you have the bayis of a courtyard, you have five homes. The home where the erev is stored does not need to contribute, because since this is where the erev is stored, that's the ikar. That home does not need to give a loaf of bread. Same thing if we have two courtyards. In one courtyard, they're a community. They all eat together in one dining room. And the other courtyard, everyone is separate. And everyone that's separate, they contribute. And they're going to store the erev in the courtyard where they all eat together. The courtyard that eats together does not need to contribute anything at all. And if they do need to contribute because the erev is stored somewhere else, then they only need to give one loaf of bread on behalf of everyone. Shkolenu habotim kebayis sechad heim choshev. Everyone is considered to be one big bayis. Haga, v'chein im harbe v'alebatim oichlem b'cheder echad, kol echad al shulchano. If let's say many balabatim, everyone eats on their own table. Another example, let's say you have like a hotel. Okay, a hotel is not a good example because a hotel, there's really one balabatim, everyone's really a guest. But let's say you have a certain type of situation where an assisted living situation.
Yeah, we're talking about the colony.
Like a sukkah on the east side.
To one separate tables.
Yeah, like a sukkah on the east side.
They had basically, I think I mentioned the gentleman, that 50, 60 years ago, you had a bungalow colony, and you had what was called a main house. In this main house, on the main level, each family had a table that they ate at, and then separately, each family had their own refrigerator and stove. So they cooked everything separately, but they ate in one dining room.
But not one meal, not together.
Their own food.
No, each
their own food.
Right.
That's what we're discussing
and
now.
Upstairs were the bedrooms.
Right. But that's exactly what we're discussing now, because in the previous case, was where they all eat together. There's one big table, like a Hasidus or Rebbe's dish, right? Separate table. So the Ramah is coming to point. There must sublon in the Mechaber. The Mechaber only discuss the case when you have one meal. It's one big meal, like in camp. There's one meal. Everyone can have different tables, but they all eat together. There's one person that leads the entire meal. They sing meals together, and the courses are served together, and there's a speaker. So if you have a situation, that's the case of the Mechaber. Everyone has their own little apartment. Everyone has their own little bungalow. Eating, the Mechaber says they all came together into one big room and they all sat one large meal together. So in that case, they do not need to make any Ruvich Hatzeros. They're all considered to be joined together by the fact that they all eat together. Now the Rama asks, what happens if you have a different variation of that, of this scenario, like you just mentioned, where everyone has their own bungalow and they all come to eat together in one big room, but they don't eat together? Everyone eats with their family. Everyone has their own table. Everyone makes kiddush for themselves. Everyone has their own food, but they're all in one big room. Is that the same thing? Are we also lenient in this situation and not require them to join together in a Ruvei Chatzeros? So he says, yes, even though they're eating on separate tables, and each one is separate, they don't mix. Being that they're all in one large room, they're considered to be one big happy family, and you do not need to make an Ruvei Chatzeros. That's the Ramah. The Ramah's addition to the Mechaber. Hagavi, v'chein, im harbe balabatim oichman b'cheder echad, kol echad al shulchano, separate, afapi shekol echad yoshem b'cheder b'fnei atzo. And we have to take into consideration the other factor, that everyone has their own separate bungalow, they all sleep in separate buildings. In this case as well, you do not need to make an Ruvich Hatzeros, since there is no wall that separates between one dining area and another dining area. It's one big open area. There have kachamisha. It's like it's just equivalent to kachamisha shoshav subitraklin, like we learned in the previous sift. Five families living in one traklin, one large area. And you don't need to make an Eruvei Chatzeros. Even though sometimes they spread curtains. Sometimes there are curtains like over here on these tracks, right? You have over here on these tracks, you can move the curtains like this and like this. And then they have these, today they have these walls. Well, the walls could be different. I don't know what the status would be, but you have these moving and these convention centers. These convention centers, there it's a little more complicated. But when you're dealing with a curtain, at least the moving walls, I don't know. But the curtain here, it says, even though sometimes they move the curtains around, it does not make, that's not chashuv enough. What?
It says bikfius here, so it's the same thing with the walls, no? It's not there?
Maybe, I don't know. Could be. Could very well be. Maybe they have in the dirshu. I look in the dirshu. But maybe some of the walls have more of a permanent, some of the walls are so good.
Solid.
They're so solid, you don't even know that it's on the track. Like, you can make out of these.
The wedding halls.
Right, the wedding halls, they do that, right. So again, you also need these convention centers. In Touro College, they have also some very high-tech walls. So, I don't know what the stats would be, but at least when it comes to a curtain, it's not kvius. And therefore, you're in one big room. If you're in one big room, you do not need to make an Ruvei Chatzeros, even though everyone eats on their own separate table. Hey, now let's see. Hey, in the Mishnah Berurah, I think we covered pretty much. Let's go to the next sif. Hey. Okay, this halacha overlaps with the laws of Chanukah. Okay, halacha, one of the nice things about learning halacha, there's a lot of overlap. Like we learn about kinyanim, in Shulchan Aruch, machzah shekel, making a kinyan of mechiras chametz. Here we have halacha, which there are many similar laws when it comes to Hanukkah. If you eat in one place and you sleep in another place, where do you light your Neros Hanukkah? Shabbos night. A woman, she lights Neros Shabbos. Eat in one place and you sleep in another place, very big problem. Where do you go out to eat? Where do you light your Neros Shabbos?
Friday night, you're invited out to eat.
Yes. Not so simple.
Where do you light?
Not so simple.
Where you sleep? Well,
where you eat. Not so simple. So the minhag is you do where you eat, where you sleep, where you sleep, where you sleep. But not so simple.
Shalom bayis.
That's when you're eating. Okay. The whole purpose of shalom bayis is for the eating.
Bump into each other.
Me, when you come home. Okay. Me sho'oichel b'mokai mecha v'yoshin b'mokai macher. So how do we... This halach, how does it apply to laws of Eruv Chatzeros? So it says here in the Mechaber, Mekoy Ma'achilosei Hu Ha'ikor, the place where you eat, not like Neros Shabbos. The place where you eat is the Ikor. Hu Ha'ikor V'Sham Hu Ois. In other words, let's say you're in a courtyard. Here's the case. You're in a courtyard. I sleep in this courtyard. There are five other residents besides myself in this courtyard. I sleep here. But I don't eat here. All of my meals are in by the competition, by the other courtyard. So the question is, by the other courtyard, there's nothing to discuss. I do not need to contribute towards the Erev in the other courtyard because I'm a guest. I'm not independent in courtyard B. I'm a guest at someone's home in courtyard number B. So courtyard B, there's no issue whatsoever. But in courtyard A, where I sleep, I did not contribute towards the Erev. The other five people joined together. I am number six, and I did not contribute. Do I ruin it? Do I ruin the courtyard for the other five people? The answer is no. It's true. You live here, and you did not contribute a loaf of bread towards the Erev. It doesn't matter. You're allowed to carry into the courtyard. The people in the courtyard are allowed to carry into the courtyard from home to home. You do not need to contribute because it's as if you don't exist. You don't exist. Why don't you exist? Because you don't eat here. If you don't eat here, all of your meals are served and consumed in another courtyard, you're out. Therefore, what is an example of this halacha? The Mechaber says, let's say we have brothers, and the brothers live in their own private homes. And the brothers don't even own a refrigerator. Every one of these homes, there's nothing. There's no refrigerator, there's no stove, there's not even a morsel of food. The Yesheni and the Botei. And, but they sleep in their own homes, but they eat Sha'ich Lim Beveis, and they eat in the home of they eat by their parents. And Einam Oisrim. So if they are living in a different courtyard, they do not ruin it for the residents of the courtyard where they live, because being that they do not eat in their courtyard, they are not considered to be residents of that courtyard, at least for the laws of Eruv Chatzeros. V'yim nanu halacha, v'yim noisein lohem peros, v'oichlin bibateim. Oishim, it goes without saying that if their father supports them, the father gives them food. Okay, so the father gives them food or money. The Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't make a difference whether the father gives them money and they buy food, or the father actually delivers food to their homes, and they eat in their homes in a different courtyard. Oh, so I'm eating in this courtyard. I must contribute towards the Eruv, and if I don't, I ruin it for the courtyard. Oishim, for honeymili, kishnoistin b'nei shoyechotzer eruvam b'mokoyim acher. That's only in a situation where the Eruv is stored in a different bias, or a different bias. Aval im hoyu, we had this chinch before, and here it's repeated in this context. Aval im hoyu b'nei sh'or hechotzer noistim ha'erev be'echad mivotem elu. If it is stored in one of the homes of one of these children, there's no one else in this courtyard. Einam tzrichim le'arev. So this is a fascinating insight. Let's maybe read the Mishnah Berurah to clarify this halacha. Let's go to Mem Vav, Sifka Mem Vav. When do we say that if the children are supported by their father, it doesn't make a difference? They must contribute, being that they eat independently in their courtyard, they must contribute. Kishachutz mino achim v'avim hayu oy doyer mechotzer, when in the courtyard are there other people besides the father and the children. So let's the Mishnah is explaining the case as follows. It's one courtyard. Okay, we're not discussing two different courtyards. We're discussing here one courtyard. There is the father. There are three children. That's it. Let's leave it with that. Father and three children. If the children are independent, they live in their own homes, but they come to eat by their father. They come to eat by the father. It goes without saying that they're a guest by their father and they do not need to contribute. New case. Let's say there are three people, there are three children, there's a father, and there's someone else. There's Levi. Levi is not part of the family. So there's no question the father must make an eruv chatzeros with Levi, because Levi is not part of the family. But the three sons who are supported by their father do not need to contribute, because the three sons eat by the father. New case. Levi is completely independent. Let's review the case. We have a courtyard. We have the father. We have three sons. And we have an independent person, Levi. Levi eats in his own house. He sleeps in his own house. He is 100% independent. There is no question whatsoever the father and Levi must make between them an eruv chatzeros. The question, right? That's pashut. They're two separate people. The question, what about the children? The three children, do they also need to contribute towards this eruv chatzeros? So the answer is, it depends. If the children don't own a refrigerator, they never eat, they don't have a dining room table, they don't have a kitchen table, and every single thing that they eat is in the home of their father, they do not need to contribute. Even though they live in separate homes, they are separate, they have their own parnasa, they're independent people. Being that their father likes to dine with them three times a day, and they eat by their father, even though otherwise they're multimillionaires and they're completely independent, it doesn't matter. They are considered to be the guests of their father. The ikar is where you eat. I eat by my father. I live in my own home. It doesn't matter. I do not need to contribute. My father and Levi made an eruv. That is fine. Let's say the children do not eat by their father. They eat in their own homes. Of course, the children need to join to participate in the eruv. Next case. Let's say the children don't have parnasa, or even they have parnasa, but their father sends them food every single day. That's the way it is. Okay, they have parnasa, they're multimillionaires. It's just that the father, every single day, he enjoys bringing food to his three children. So the three children eat in their own private homes, but the food that they eat has come from the father. In this case, do the three children need to contribute towards their? Yes, they must. Because soif kol soif, the bottom line is they eat in their own private homes. If they eat in their own private homes, it doesn't make a difference where their food is coming from. They must contribute towards the eruv. But not so simple. That's only where the father is making the eruv with Levi, and the eruv is being stored in the home of Levi. But if the eruv is stored in the home of the father or the home of one of the three sons, then the children do not need to contribute towards the eruv. Okay, let's see that inside. One more time from Memvav. When do we say that if the children receive their food from their father, that's not going to make a difference? They still must contribute. Kishachutz mino achim b'avim, besides the three sons and the father, hayu od doyorin bechotzer. There's a Levi, and v'huzke kula eruv, and the father anyway needs to join up with Levi to make an eruv. And where is the eruv stored? It's stored in the apartment of Levi. Just like Levi is a problem for the father, and that's why the father must make the eruv. Therefore, the three sons and the father also must contribute, because the three sons are eating privately in their own home, even though they're getting their food from their father. It doesn't make a difference. Aval, but let's say we're dealing with a situation where Levi doesn't exist. There is no Levi. It's just the father and it's the three sons. And the father every day delivers food to the three sons. And the three sons never, ever eat in the home of the father. So we know that eating is the ikar. If I eat, I'm independent because I eat in my own private home. L'cha'ira, I would be required to join the Erev. No! That's the chiddush. Aval kasha'ein imoyim d'yor na'achayim l'chatzer. Heim ba'atzman ein maskikim le'erev. Why? D'hoyel shemekal malkol ponim pros. They receive a portion from their father. Me'avihen ho'av mecham. The father mitz'umit sarfan. Lihiyos ki'ish echad. The fact that the father provides for them, they're considered to be one with their father. And furthermore, let's say there is a lady, but where is the Erev stored? It's stored in one of the homes of the father or one of the three sons. Since the home where the Erev is stored is exempt, because that's the host, and since this brother is part of a group of his other two brothers, they're all supported by the same father. So in this case as well, they would not be required to contribute to the Erev, even though they're eating in their own private homes. The father joins them together due to the fact that he supports them. But that's limited. It's only where he supports them and there's no one else in the courtyard. Or even if there is a lady in the courtyard, the Erev is stored in the home of the father, one of the three sons. But again, if the Erev is stored in the home of Levi, then the brothers will need to contribute. Because once already there is a need for an Erev and the Erev is not among them, it's somewhere else, being that they are semi-independent in the fact that they do eat separately, then already it's a requirement that they contribute towards the Erev. Okay, Vav. This halacha, Mishi Yeshu, now we have another halacha. Do we finish the halacha? Achad se b'lesem l'Erev? Okay, next, Vav. Mishi Yeshu chamisha noshim. A man has five wives. Can you imagine five wives? V'chamisha, what?
Air of Rav. Air of the
Mi sheyesh lechamisha noshim, or v'chamisha avodim, or five servants. V'chamisha avodim, okay. I think here means or, okay. V'chamisha avodim, mekablam imenu pros, and he supports them. He supports all five. V'chol echad oichal v'beisa, everyone eats v'beisa. Everyone eats in his home. So in this case, in their own independent home. So they have five wives have five separate homes, and he sends food to the five wives. A student, he receives food from the yeshiva, and the student eats in his own apartment. Einam oishim ze al ze. Same principle as before. Im ein imohim doyorin bechotzer o imo erev bo etzam. This is identical to the halacha before. The halacha before was said concerning children. The father, and he has three sons. The father supports them. So what are the rules? If there's no one else in the koyi but the father and three sons, they don't need an erev. If there's someone else, an erev is needed. Where is the erev stored? If the Erev is stored in the apartment of the outsider, then the three sons must contribute. If the Erev is stored in the apartment of the father or one of the three sons, then the three sons do not need to contribute. That's enough. This halacha is identical. We apply the same rules with regard to wives and servants. And then Mishnah Berurah says, Lav Dafka, a servant, a halachic servant, a worker, someone that you have hired, that doesn't mean an Eved Ivri. It means someone that is a hired hand. And anyone that you support, the same rule applies. But the Mishnah Berurah, what are we coming to exclude? So the Mishnah Berurah says, we're coming to exclude someone that's not your wife, someone that's not your servant, someone that's not your child, but you support him. I'm a nice guy. I have over here a couple of guys, a couple of friends. The economy is... it's bad. They lost their job. They can't find. They have very special skills, and they have no parnasa. They're living in the courtyard. I'm a rich guy. I support them. No big deal. Multimillionaires. So I give them a check every month. So in this situation, do we apply the same rules? I support them. They're like my servants. They're like my children. They're like my five wives. No. The rule, these rules of being joined together because I support someone is only true by three cases only. Children, wives, and servants. And the Mishnah is not a servant, someone that you have hired. People that are working for you. But if you, due to the good nature, your good nature, you support a group of people, there's a kolel going on, or a rebbe, another example, a talmud, I left out one case. Wives, servants, hired hand, and students. But if it's none of the above, a kolel. They're not my students. I have a kolel. We have a courtyard. Everyone comes and learns in the basement the whole day. I support them. They rely upon me, but they're independent. No, the rules do not apply. Every single one of them must contribute towards the Erev, even though their food comes from my hand. Only in these cases. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Halacha Siv Zayin. Now this was the rail. This is the railroad apartments. That's what you told me yesterday. The railroad. This yesterday we learned that this concept of the railroad, where the people in the back have to walk to the people in the front with regard to a tracklin, one big room. It's one big room, and you set up temporary or makeshift curtains. Curtains, so the people in the back, how many of them do have to show? So here it's exactly the same halacha, but bottom, real walls. Let's say you have a real apartment, a real structure, and the way the structure has been made is there are rooms, and there's someone living in the back, in the second room, the third room, and the only way you can get outside is walking, the people in the back have to walk all the way through all of the rooms. How many do these people need to contribute towards the air? We have the same principle. If you have five, one, two, three, four, five, three, four, five do not need to contribute, because they're considered the halacha to be called the base shar. Since they have no privacy, one and two walk, they parade through their apartments. They're called the Beishar. The Beishar does not need to contribute. But room one and room two do need, now number one for sure needs to contribute because number one is independent. What about number two? Why don't we consider number two to be called the Beishar because number one parades through his apartment? The answer is a Beishar is only a Beishar if two people walk through your Rishus. Being that the only one that walks through number two is number one, that's not enough, does not qualify as a Beishar. So same rule, Asar Batim, Zelifnim Zev, Kulmayvim Mizel Zev, Yotzim Derech Achitzayim, Lechotzer, Shenayim HaPnimiyim, Levat Tzrichim Litein Bo Erev, VeHashar Piturim. Why? Shechashuvim Kulam Kibeishar, 2, 3, 4, 5 are considered to be a watchman, the hallway for the inner ones, and al pi halacha you don't need an eruv. Okay, next ches hamisarech. This is an important halacha. Guest, the rules of a guest. Try to finish up this simon. Hamisarech bechotzer, a guest. So we have to remember we're discussing a case not like where we do it today. Today, when the nusach of the eruv we learn is when you make the eruv, you say we are making this eruv once a year, erev Pesach. And you explicitly state in the Nusach, it should be good for anyone that joins us throughout the entire year. Anyone that comes, that a guest, or anyone that moves into the community, Al Shev HaOsid, they should also have a portion in this loaf of bread, in the box of matzah. But that's not the case that we're discussing. We're discussing here where they never thought of that. They live out in the middle of nowhere. They live out in who's going to move out here? Will never happen such a thing. So when they made the Erev, they left out that part of the Nusach, and the only one that is included are the actual residents. Lo and behold, someone shows up for Shabbos. He gets lost. There's a guest. And the Erev was made Erev Pesach. So the Erev, and he, we're giving him an apartment as a guest for Shabbos. He has arrived. We're giving him an apartment. And then on Shabbos, we realize, wait a minute. This guest did not contribute towards the Erev. The Erev was only made for the five of us in this courtyard, and he was not here. He came here as a guest on Friday. He has his own apartment. Maybe it should ruin the Erev. So the rule is no. A guest in the courtyard does not ruin the Erev. You have to be a resident. What is a resident? So these halachas overlap with the laws of mezuzah. When do you put up a mezuzah? If you live for 30 days. But let's say you buy the property and you plan on being there forever. So even from day one, you can put up the mezuzah. 30 days only when you're renting, because you're not called, you're not considered to be a resident until you live 30 days. But once you've shown your ownership, I'm here for good. Okay, there are different opinions, there are different minhagim. But generally, if you show, if you buy property, you don't need 30 days. I'm here for good. So a guest, the same rules apply for a Ruvei Chatzeros. If someone over here is just visiting, and they're only going to be here, they're a guest for 20 days, he does not need to contribute towards the Erev. But 30 days, if I'm going to stick around here for 30 days, I'm here long term, I got to be for 30 days, I'm a guest, but I'm going to be for 30 days, you must contribute towards the Erev. In your own private house, im lo nisarach derech keva ela l'shloshim yom o pachos, 30 days or less, einay oyser al b'nei chatzer v'hu v'hem mutarim. Kain bein b'deisa, bein b'deisam, there's no problem whatsoever. A guest less than 30 days, even though he was not included, automatically is not a problem. Hagah, v'afilu im orchem rabim u'bal habayis echa. Let's say this one, they outnumber. You have two permanent residents, or one, and every week there are guests. People come here, vacation village, right? It's in summertime after Tisha B'Av or Ben Azmanin. You go to Rhode Island, and there's a, let's say, you have a courtyard, and there's a balabais. He's there the whole year round, and people rent all of these apartments in this courtyard, and there are 50 guests for Shabbos. 50 people are here are vacationing in the summertime in this Jewish courtyard, and there's one balabais. And so you're going to say in this case that they're not going to ruin it? They outnumber the balabais. There are 50 guests, and there's one balabais. One thing, if you have 50 balabatim, whoever may never be chatzeros, and you have a guest for Shabbos, so the guest for Shabbos is insignificant. He's not going to ruin it for the balabatim. But when the guests outnumber the balabais, maybe in this case we should say the halach is that you do need an erev. No! V'afilu im orchem rab balabais echad, it doesn't make a difference. V'dafka b'diga balabais echad kavua. Now this is very interesting. That's only where there's one permanent resident. He lives here the whole year round. So if I made an erev, let's say there are two permanent residents, and we made an erev. So now there are 50 guests. Everyone over here is renting apartments to go on vacation. You don't need to make it. You're a part of us, even though we never said that part of the nusach. Anyone that will move in, doesn't matter. You're only a guest. You're here only for one Shabbos. You're only for 30 days. But here's the big but. If everyone is a guest for one Shabbos, you need to make an Erev. So let's say you have some vacation village, right? And there are a whole bunch of apartments, and a whole collection of your friends from Shul to Sub, we're going to go for Shabbos. Everybody rents an apartment, and there's one big hallway. We're all guests, and then you realize you want to go carry from one apartment to the other apartment. You want to carry from the apartment to the hallway, and on Shabbos you realize, wait a minute, we forgot to make an Eruv and Chatzeros among all of us. So someone's alive and says, no, it's okay, we're only guests, we're only here for one Shabbos, we're not here for 30 days. Doesn't matter. If everyone is a guest and there's not even one permanent resident in this courtyard, then you don't apply this principle. Then you do need to make an Eruv Chatzeros. If you don't have one, you're not allowed to carry. That's a very interesting chiddush. So let's just see the Mishnah over here. What he says, Oisrim Nuntes. Sifka Nuntes, Oisrim, the cave of the Lekka Khan Kavua, Shayu Nitpolim Lagabe. Have kishar bale batim, because what's the lumdis? The lumdis is that you have to attach yourself to someone. If there's one permanent resident and you are a guest for Shabbos, you go to him for advice. What do I daven? What do I do? What happens? So then even 100 guests can attach themselves to one permanent resident. But when there's no permanent resident, there's no one to attach yourself to. So then automatically, you're all alone. Everyone becomes independent. You must make an Eruv Chatzeros.
What is your status in an exchange apartment?
An exchange apartment?
In other words, you move in for a week and the balabais moves out.
Timeshares. What?
The balabais moves out.
You exchange apartments.
Exchange, you go to an exchange apartments. L'chayr, that's like renting. L'chayr, if you rent an apartment...
Yeah, but he's not there.
Right, so it's like your apartment. During that period of time, I'm renting, and if you're there for 30 days, then yes, if you're in a koya with there's someone that's permanent, I guess these rules would apply. That's like renting. If you own it, it appears that you right away chayv in air, because then you're here for good. It's not... Like the laws of mezuzah. Let's see how this is in the Shavuot. Now, this is an important indention in the halacha of being called a guest. Again, this is not a gay halacha l'maisa, because today the nusal erev chad seris is we add anyone that will join us should be included. So it's not very practical, at least in a simple case. Because of course, you have those type of cases where you go vacation, these type of places, then it'll be there. But here you point to one interesting halacha. Let's say, you have a mavu, okay? Let me just say it out so then we don't very quickly. Let's say you have a mavu. And the mavu, there are two courtyards. In courtyard A, there are permanent residents. People live the whole year round. And in courtyard B, there's no permanent residents. Everyone there is a guest. People rent it out for one Shabbos, they come on vacation, they rent it out. And then they discover it's Shabbos, and the people, and then people come for Shabbos, and they, oh no, what do? We didn't make an area, we're all guests. We have five people in courtyard B, and no one here is permanent. Everyone here is only a guest. We did not make, so we know the halacha is no good. We are in trouble. We cannot carry from our house to the courtyard. No. In this case, since courtyard B is part of a community of, let's tell you, of other courtyards, of a city, let's say it's a whole city, it's a whole big city, and the city makes an eruv for everyone, the entire city, and this city, for whatever reason, the very makbid to say only people who live here. They don't say that part of the nusach for the people that will move in. They just say who is included in this eruv, only the people who are on the books, but not people who move in. And now in this courtyard, there are a collection of guests. It's okay. They're allowed to carry from their homes into the courtyard. Why? Because they're guests. Oh, but the only time a guest does not create a problem is when there's at least one permanent resident in the courtyard. In this case, there are permanent residents in the other courtyards or in the city. And this courtyard is just a small part of a larger community. So even though in this particular courtyard everyone is a guest, but since this courtyard is part of the larger community where there are permanent residents, so all of the guests in this courtyard are considered tofel to the permanent residents of the city, and I'm only here for one Shabbos. I'm a guest. We're all guests. We do not need to contribute towards the Erev. The only time if everyone is a guest it's a problem is where all of the guests are not part of a larger community. That was halacha we said before. But if all of the guests in one courtyard are part of a larger community, then all of the guests will attach themselves to the permanent residents of the city and you don't need to make an Erev. That's what the Mishnah Berurah concludes over here. Let's see. Instead of the Tzarchu will be Eir. When they are guests in the city, the Yesham Od Chatzera Shal Yisrael, but Yerasuya Betikim Mavos Kedin, Betele Holi Orachim, all of the guests of this courtyard become Bolagabi Shabali Batim, Kubum Shabuir. The Yersha Suya Betikim Mavos Kedin, he Hashuv Kulu Chatzakas, Samach, the Alzev, the Chain Hub Mokam Akum. Same thing applies to a Goy, that's going to be the next Simon. The next Simon is going to deal with Goyim. So, only as we do have a Goyim, you have an apartment, you have a Goyim. How do you deal with the Goyim? You're not going to make an error with the Goyim, that's going to be the next Allah Simon. But here you right away he says v'chein nimu b'akam akum tzrichon lusko gam g'shuso, you have to rent. Okay, but that will leave that will come into the next Simon Shin Ayin Aleph Mitzvah tomorrow. Stop here.